Another one of our distinctions as a church fellowship and as a body of believers in the Lord Jesus is being evangelical in outreach. Evangelical in outreach. And so you may ask, well, what does that mean? Well, quite simply, it means that we take God's word seriously concerning reaching the lost with the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so firstly, as a church, we endeavour for our outreach to be biblical. We do not try to use worldly gimmicks in a vain attempt to draw people into the church. It's only God's word and accompanied by the Holy Spirit that can save poor lost sinners. And that means that we need to be honest with folk about their spiritual state and condition and their great need to get right with God in the Lord Jesus. There needs to be true repentance and faith and a true heartfelt turning away from sin and a looking to the Lord Jesus alone for salvation. And so taking this biblical approach means that often we as individuals and sometimes as a church fellowship are looked upon as the scum of the earth, even by those who profess to call themselves Christians, who do not care for the full counsel of God's word, which is forever settled in heaven. And so we preach in love. We don't want to offend, but we preach in love. But we also preach biblical truth, which confronts our culture. And so being biblical in our evangelism also means that we do not treat youth evangelism as a doctrine, as many churches do today, in allocating 60, 70, 80% of church energies to youth programs, which really there's no biblical warrant for. If we're honest with ourselves, when it comes down to it, is that we've become afraid of adult evangelism. An adult, when saved, has the power to switch off the TV, to change one's lifestyle, to fundamentally change the course of a family. But the same cannot be said about a child, although I would not limit God in this respect. And so as a church fellowship, we are not against youth evangelism, but we are for proportionate biblical evangelism as described in the scriptures, as the pattern of the scriptures give us. Have you noticed the growing unconcern many men, adult men within most churches have today over the evangelism of adults? It's a real problem within our churches. We need to get back to authentic evangelism of adults. Secondly, the very biblical fact that salvation is a work of God by grace, as it says in Ephesians 2, encourages us to preach and distribute God's word indiscriminately, believing that God's word can save anyone from any class, any background, any colour, whatever it is. And so we have faith in this. And so this compels us and moves us to show the same love and grace whereby we have been saved to a spiritually needy culture. And thirdly, we realize that evangelism is not just a one-hit wonder. We evangelize with an aim for discipleship. When people are saved by God's grace, they need to be established in the faith and grow in God's word and be taught by those faithful few who have gone before them. And so things like the holiness of one's lifestyle is important for evangelism. What poor lost sinners don't need is more worldliness, which is why we see so many put off from Christianity, because of the worldliness and the error within it. And so I hope I've given you some food for thought today concerning where we are as a church fellowship and our approach to evangelism. We are a young pioneering fellowship here at Sovereign Grace Reformed Church in Tiverton. We started just before the lockdown, and we are so happy to see during this very short period the Lord's increase in our numbers by the open air and by the online ministry, and we acknowledge it's all of his doing. And so if you'd like to know a bit more about our church, or if you have any questions, please do get in touch. We'll be happy to answer them. God bless.